holding middle of the bracha of Elokeinu v'Elokei Aviseinu Ritzeh Menu Chaseinu, we started last week. We're going to try this week to learn again from Kadshenu b'Mitzvaseicha and try again to learn a little bit more ba'oimek what we are saying. Ayid is mevakish the Ribbono Shel Olam in the bracha that he says Shabbos, that he says Yom Tov, Kadshenu b'Mitzvaseicha. And we learned last week a pshat, and today the little bit that I tried to think about this bracha is mekomet simia amoyer dekikasha. Every yid puts on tefillin in the morning. He makes a bracha asher kitshanu b'mitzvaseof. Every mitzvah that we make a bracha on the mitzvah, we say clearly asher kitshanu b'mitzvaseof. When maminim b'nei maminim, then a mitzvah is mekadosh a person, as we said over last week, Hashtet Nefesh HaChaim, not only is it Mekadosh Him after he does the mitzvah, but even before he does the mitzvah, there comes down a Kedusha. So what says Kadshenu b'mitzvaseicha? What says the best Shabbos in Yom Tov Kadshenu b'mitzvaseicha? Every mitzvah does Kedusha. So what is the Bakosha of Kadshenu b'mitzvaseicha more than what you say every day in a Baracha, Asher Kidshanu b'mitzvaseof, a mitzvah Shaft Kedusha? We said last week an Havana that maybe on Shabbos comes a greater Kedusha, but it still needs an explanation. The emes is, as Rabbi Geshen Heinach in Seid Yisharim, Yom Tov, at the end of every Yom Tov, has Arichesen on the Pirish in the Baruch of Asiyenu. And Baruch Hashem, Teichad Iburim, his Mazber in Yonim Dara Negeya for Shabbos. Let's see what he tells us, what means Kadshenu b'mitzvaseicha, and we'll try to have an avona what it means. Kadshenu b'mitzvaseicha means she'nase es ha'mitzvos b'mikhvivis u'b'chamimis. Why? Ki mi she'poyel oisam b'krirus heim olav le'oil u'lemasa u'mis'atzel basiyosam. Ha'she'enke ki she'poyel oisam b'chamimus oisam b'zrizus diburim, but we don't understand exactly what he says. He says dvarim that are pshut in beitzem. There's two ways to do a mitzvah. There's a mitzvah to do a mitzvah, feel the savlonus of the mitzvah, feel the oil of the mitzvah, feel that the mitzvah is a hard thing for the person. Then he does it with the oil. He does it with a vashleptkeit, with a klirus. But a person that knows the chvivus of a mitzvah, the chshivus of a mitzvah, he does it with a cheshik. That's the difference of the two. That's dvarim muvonim. But where does this lie in kadshenu b'mitzvaseicha? He repeats it many times. And how does this lie in the nekuda of kadshenu b'mitzvaseicha? And I looked through all the times that explains it, and he says the following. Kadshenu b'mitzvaseicha. One place is Megala anur de kipshat. Inyin kedusha u'miloshein arei at mekudeshes li. Hainu muchon u'mufrish. Kol rotzen Hashem yisborach hilvish Hashem yisborach b'amitzvus. That's what it means, kadshenu b'mitzvaseicha. Kadshenu b'mitzvaseicha means a completely different avodah of a mitzvah. More than asher kidshanu b'mitzvaseof. It means areat mekudeshes li, that I'm going to become completely miyuchet to the Ribbono Shel Olam. I realize the chshivas of the mitzvah, I realize the kedusha of the mitzvah, and I'm mazmin myself completely to the Ribbono Shel Olam with this mitzvah. That is the taich of kadshenu b'mitzvaseicha. Meaning he wants to tell us that kadshenu b'mitzvaseicha, as he says in different languages, in different pieces, is to be margish the chshivis of a mitzvah, the schatzis of a mitzvah, the importance of a mitzvah. Of course, every mitzvah brings kedusha. But you can ask me, what's the difference? If every mitzvah brings kedusha, what am I asking with kadshenu b'mitzvaseicha more? I'm asking more that the mitzvah should enter me and become part of me. We know that it says that a mitzvah is be'idna da osik ba magna umatzla, but when not osik ba is not magna umatzla. But we have a neuridike shtikel Zohar HaKadosh. The Zohar HaKadosh tells us in Chele Gimel, the Zohar HaKadosh tells us a hafledike zach, a mitzvah that a Talmud Chochem does becomes Torah. A mitzvah that a Talmud Chochem does changes from mitzvahs to Torah. Why? Because that's exactly what we are trying to explain. You do a mitzvah the mitzvah is done on a oifen without feeling the chshivas of the mitzvah, you're not koiner the mitzvah. So the mitzvah is taka only in a siyas ha-mitzvah, so it only stays for the time that you have it. But if you want to be koiner the mitzvah, hareyat mekudeshesli, you want to become connected to the mitzvah should stay with you. That's when you do the mitzvah in an oifen of chavivus, of eschatshus, then the mitzvah becomes Torah. The Imre Emes says, Edova Nifla, in Bikurei Yankiv, in Elchis Sukkah, it says that you shouldn't take lulav before Birchas HaTorah. And Edova Pella, why not? Why shouldn't you take lulav before Birchas HaTorah? And the Imre Emes writes in a letter that the reason is because of this Zera Kodesh. Because the mitzvah is that Talmud Chacham does HaTorah, so therefore, when you do a mitzvah in an oifen before you do Birchas HaTorah, is not right. And therefore, maybe we should realize a good anhaga. There are people I see that put on tefillin, and after they put on tefillin, they start saying the Birchas HaTorah. And be'etzem, it's an inyan, a koponim like this Bekurei Yankiv, and be'etzem, because maybe sometimes we do a mitzvah a little bit with more cheshik, and it becomes taka Torah, the mitzvah, the way we're talking, then we should realize that we should do Birchas HaTorah before we do a mitzvah. And there's a mekor for it to do Birchas HaTorah before we do a mitzvah. Ama koponim nachzer l'nyaneinu. Katshenu b'mitzvei sechav means more than shekichanu b'mitzvei sechav. Ashekichanu b'mitzvei sechav is only the time while I do the mitzvah. When I ask the Rebbeinu Shalom, katshenu b'mitzvei sechav, I'm asking the Rebbeinu Shalom, it should be a nitzchis diki kedusha, a kedusha which will stay by me. How will the kedusha stay by me? If I do it in the oifen, as the Ishbitz explains, Rabbi Gershon Einach explains, that I should do it with chshivis, I do it with chamimus, with chadshus, then it becomes from it an aliyah, the mitzvah, that I'm kind of the mitzvah, and it becomes a chelik of me, the mitzvah. That is one nekuda of how to tie shkatshenu b'mitzvah secha, and we will stay with that nekuda. Let us go further. The same chelkenu b'seira secha also needs an explanation what means the same chelkenu b'seira secha. And here, I understood a davar nifla from the Vertif and Abgeshen Enoch. He explains it the same way, a lot of different languages. And I think we will explain it very, very simple. We'll say over a maisa. Abelezer tells her, Abelezer Gordon said, when we learn Baba Mitzia, Dav Beis, Amit Beis, it says in the Gemara, Lema Masnisen de Leike Ben Anas. So he said once in a Shia the following, Lema Masnisen de Leike Ben Anas, his was is, the Mishnah Nishmi Ben Anas. Was is? Hat gesagt, weißt du, was die Gemara fragt? Lema masnissen. Mein Mishnah is nicht wie Ben Anas. If you'll be magisch that the Mishnah is your Mishnah, then was heißt Ben Anas halt nicht wie mir? If the Mishnah is Jenem's Mishnah, it's nicht wie Ben Anas. Aber the Torah is part of you. You are the Torah. Then it's Lema masnissen, the like Ben Anas. Ich stimme nicht wie Ben Anas. How could it be? Das Wort von Rabbi Leiter tells us, liegt am Möhrig Oymik in der Wort. Rabbi Gershon Einach says, Mamisch dienen Kuda auf achsidische Neufen. Vesein chalkein nu besöre Secha. Then when I'm oisik in Teira, I should be margish, I'm oisik in my chelika Teira, and not I'm being oisik in Yenem's Teira. There's two ways to be margish Teira, it's Mamisch der Nekuda. I could learn Teira feeling that it's not my Teira. I'm learning Yenem's Teira. And then again, I'm still, no! It's not with the chiyah, it's not with the cheshik, it's not with the geschmack. But if I'm argish that it's my Torah, I'm argish it's mine, it's chelkei nubeser secha, I'm argish my chelik ha-Torah, then the whole oifen of doing Torah, the whole oifen of the zugang to Torah, is on completely on a different zugang. And that's the bakasha of the same chelkei nubeser secha. Hafledik in the Kuda, Dachzim at the Meiser, gives us a little bit of an agosha to be able to be margish what it means. But he says another Nekuda, which I think is a Neuridik in the Kuda in explaining what means Vesechel Kainu Vesechel. The Beiroilom, Shteit Nechazal, is Istakel Beiraisa, Ubara Alma. Is Shteit Eloshen in Ergedal Yo, someplace, in Parashas Vaichi probably, that the Torah Gdoisha is the blueprint of the world. If you want to know what the blueprint of the world is, the Torah Gdoisha is the blueprint of the world. Or the Loshon that says in Sefer Yetzirah, the Oisius Aravonim, was that the world the Torah was built. Under the Verta, if a person looks at Evadova Galshmi, the Etzem is his Torah. Why? Because what created this Dova Gashmi? Torah. So hidden in every Dova Gashmi in the world is the Nekuda Machaya, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. And with what did the Rebbeinu Shel Olam Kaviyochol create everything in this world? Is Takal Bairaisa or Bar Alma. Is in other words, a person that is able to live on a higher standard, not to live in the simple way, the way we live, but to live on a higher oifen of looking at the world, and is able to see in everything the Torah that lies in everything, the person is on a completely different level. Because he sees in everything the Nekuda HaTorah that there is in everything. He sees exactly the Nekuda HaMachaya in everything. That is the Taitch of Sein Chol Keinu B'Seir HaSeicha. We should find in everything in the world the Torah HaKadoshah. It don't only mean that it should find the Nekuda of Torah in an oifen of the Torah itself. It means more than that. In the world itself, in everything in the world, in every dover in the world, I should be able to find the Nekuda of Torah HaKadoshah. That means V'Sein Chol Keinu B'Seir HaSeicha. Those are the two explanations of V'Sein Chol Keinu B'Seir HaSeicha. I want to read a lashon that we should be able to understand the Friedrich Pshat first, to see how he says it in his Shperach, that we should be able to understand. He says it in a lot of different Shperach. But it's very easy for him to go out, and very easy to make a mistake, he says. But a person that's in the Torah itself, he can never go away from the Torah, he can never make a mistake, because he's laying in the Torah, he becomes an atzmius in the Torah. Those are the touch in the first pshat of a Sechel Kein of a Seher Secha. The second pshat that we explained, that the oifen of the Torah should be, that we should be able to see everything in Torah, he really says it, Sion Katshein of a Seher Secha, Mitzvah Secha, and Sion of a Sechel Kein of a Seher Secha, that both of them mean that we should be able to see the Nekuda of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam and the Torah in everything of mitzvahs and Torah in everything that we do. Let us go further. V'sabeinu mituvecha. I don't know if we said this last week or we didn't, but we will go it over again the way Rav Geshen Enoch explains it. The Gemara tells us in Masechtas Yuma that sumim einon sveim. A person that's blind never can have svia, can never feel satiated, can never feel that he's full. The Gemara talks about the mon, that the mon, they didn't see the machol, so therefore they never felt full. That's why they had a epsatayin on the mon. So suma is not sove. So when it says here, sabenu mituvecha, first of all it says sabenu, that we should have svia. What does it mean we should have svia? Means exactly that we should be able to see. Because if we don't see, we can't have svia. So the bakosha of sabenu mituvecha, in other words, means that we should be able to see the teva. Because the only way that a person can become sabenu is by seeing the teva. So when I ask sabenu mituvecha, I'm asking, in other words, for an asaga and a riyah in the teva. Because without the asaga and the riyah in the teva, it's impossible to come to svia. But what is the taich with sabenu mituvecha? Mituvecha means that I should always realize that there is a noisen. I should always realize that the teva is tuvecha. That the Toiv comes from the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. The Helam in this world, the Halama in this world, the Tzimtzim in this world, the Hester Ponim in this world, who makes us forget who is giving us the Toiv. We don't realize that the Toiv is coming from the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. And we don't realize the Toiv is coming from the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, then we don't always see the Toiv. But if we realize that it's Tuvecha, that it's your Toiv, then we gain two things. We gain one, that we always know it's Teif, even though we don't understand the Teif, but we know that what comes from the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is always Teif, and that way we have an asaga that it's Teif, because we know it's Tuvecha, and that way we can be Zeicha Taka, that it should be Sabenu. Why? Because Be'emes, we know that Rotzain and Svia are Astira. If a person is full, he doesn't want more. If a person is full, he doesn't want to eat more. He has lost his rotzen. So really, rotzen comes from being hungry. Rov in Gashmias. a person has a rotzen to eat is because he's hungry. A person doesn't have a rotzen to eat is because he's full. So the word rotzen and svia can't coincide. Because if I have svia, I don't have a rotzen. If I have a rotzen, I don't have a svia. In Ruchnius, that's not true. Because by the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, it's not like that. By Rebbeinu Shel Olam, first of all, there's no two things that can't get along by Rebbeinu Shel Olam. But the Metzius is in Ruchnius, it's not like that. In Ruchnius, fakert. In Ruchnius, Svia causes Rotzain. Not like that. In Gashmius, the Klal is Mar Ivoi Sova Masbiya Irov. That's the Klal in Gashmius. And in Gashmius, the Klal is that Be'etzem Svia brings Yishbi, cuts from it, and you have to look for new things, you have to look for all kinds of different things. That's why the Ramban writes an explanation of today's world. The Ramban writes, L'man Sveis Arova Satzmeya Anoyer Dike Ramban. For what reason do people do things that are not normal? For what reason do they become not normal? Tithe is down to this world. For what reason does the world become so degraded and so immoral? That's because you oisik in tithe, and you become nimis from the tithe because there's no rotzen anymore. So you have to manufacture new tithes. And you have to manufacture new tithes. That doesn't only go for the goyish world. You walk into the stores and see what has to come in every week, a new gashmistika machal, and another gashmistika machal, and another gashmistika machal. What's the need for it? Because they doesn't sell anymore. Because everybody ate this already and they won't buy it anymore. So they have to bring from China a machal, and from here a machal, from here a machal. Agav, I'll ask everybody who's interested to know the darga of kasheris. In the stores, there's a small kuntris printed by Vad Rabone Europa, where all the mashgichim were by this meeting, came out all the mashgichim. And they tell you clear as possible, that in the medinas of China and Vechulu, is impossible to manufacture a kosher azach. Because there are muchzik shakranim, and when you're on the second floor, they take you to the third floor, and they take you here, it's impossible to know what's going on. And you hadn't talked of Kirichen, so I'm not a friend of Medina. Why? Because that's what Taiva is. Taiva is something that doesn't end. In Kedusha, it's not like that. The Heilige Afloah, I think we said it over once, but it's kedai to repeat. The Heilige Afloah, Tamer de Ka'ara. Birches HaTeira, and Birches HaNenem. Birches HaNenem, the Torah wrote, V'chalta V'savata Iverachta. The Gemara sagt, Im Kshu Sova Mavarach, Kos Ken Kshu Rav Mavarach. The Gemara macht a kalbachayim, it's a kalbachayim, it's a gebit na kalbachayim, it's a nisht, aber se da is a kalbachayim in the Gemara. Birches HaTeira is the other way. Birches HaTeira, steht in the Teira, Baruch HaLefanao, Kishem HaShem Ekra, Hove Goydel Lidin Kainu. The Baruch HaLeachreo, you learn from the Baruch HaLefanao. Why is that? So the Heile Gafalo, Aposha Tezach. The Iker Chiddish is, you make a Baruch when you have more Ano. When you have less Ano, is the Chiddish that you have to make a Baruch. Where do you have less ano by Gashmias? After you ate. So the Torah, even after you ate, you have to make a bracha. Kosh came before you ate, because that's the Iker ano. By Torah, it's not like that. But Torah, as far as I learned, no, that's the rotzen to learn them. You don't know what it's all about yet. The more you learn, the more you have a rotzen. So in Memela, about after you learn, you have to make a bracha, because then you're in Shia ano. So about afterwards, the Chiddush, you have to make a bracha for now. As I look at law. As I looked after law, that's the Chiddush in the Zach. Steht in Chazal, Menai Shemavorchen al Reach. How do you know you make a bracha on Reach? Shenema, Koila Neshama, Tahalu Ka. What do you need a bracha on Reach for? What do you need a Makar for a bracha on Reach? Zakra Meya Arik, in the Agdoma, in the Askoma, in Sefer Siyach Hasada, Agoinis Nifla. Reach has no equal. The minute you have Reach, you don't have a no anymore. The reach goes away. So there's no bracha l'achreah from reach. So you can't learn it from a gashmias to kamachal. How could you learn it from gashmias? By gashmias there's only a bracha l'achreah. By reach there's no way to make a bracha l'achreah. Zok di gemara koila nishama talka. Reach is nishama. Lenach is from teira. Ich darf nicht lernen from gashmias. Ich lerne es from ruchnias. Because koila nishama talka. Also ich steht naskoma. To see a chasada from Kozhikul Averov in Amea Arkis Askoma. Nachzel in Yanenu. So Sviya and Rotzain are a stira. Sviya and Rotzain are be'etzem a stira. In Ruchnis we just proved, it's not a stira. Dos is the bakosh of Sabenu mituvecha. If you can give me Sviya from Gashmias, I don't have anything from it, because then I lose. I don't have any more rotzen. Oh, but if it's mituvecha, if it's from you, then svir and rotzen is not a stira. Del svir vilich, because del zetikait brings rotzen afterwards. That's the kavana of sabenu mituvecha. Das is gebeit on the verte von Abgeshen Henech, tachzim es adova nifla in the oimik of sabenu mituvecha. V'samach nafshenu o samchenu b'yeshua asecha. What is the taich Yeshua Secha? Here we are going to learn also a new chiddush in the taich of the word Yeshua. Yeshua hu miloshen sho'a. Sho'a means pono. Alman chosei loy sho'a loy pono. Hainu she'poine Hashem Yisbarach la'abriya. When the Rebbeinu Shel Kaviyachol turns to the Bria and is poine to the Bria and there's an artist ponim to the Bria, that's called Yeshua, a chiddush diketaych in the word Yeshua. Yeshua means ha'aras ponim. Yeshua means the opposite of hefter ponim. That's what means Yeshua. When there comes a menchosei shah, when there comes a pnia kaviyachol from the Rebbeinu Shel to the Bria, that's when it comes. Now that's touch Yeshua. Zok Rav Gershon ein a chafel of a fella. Samchenu b'Yeshua secha. Everybody knows the medrash that the Mesillas Yesharim brings. The medrash Moshe Liroini Echad Shenosa Bas Malachim Afal Pi Shemachila Kol Madanim Shebeolam. It's the first program Mesillas Yesharim that everybody learned already. And the Yotzi Yidechav say Lama Mefishi Bas Malachim Kach Hanefesh Lois Malei Lama Shefiim El Yoinim. So the nefesh has nothing from this world. So how could it be samach nafshenu? How could our nefesh have simcha? Bishua secha from one thing, that the Rebbeinu Shalom is peine. If there's an aris ponim from the Rebbeinu Shalom, that's how the nefesh could have simcha. That's the only way the nefesh could have simcha. That's the taich, the samach nafshenu bishua secha. How could our nefesh have simcha? The only way our nefesh could have simcha is only from that it should be Yeshua secha, that the Rebbeinu Shalom should be peine to the Bria. That's the chiddush dikepshat. With this we will stop, we will yoitze at least a little bit these four lashonis. Kachenu b'mitzvei secha, secholkenu b'seri secha. These are the two inyanim that we spoke. And then the sabenu and the samchenu or the samach nafshenu b'shua secha. Mi'yotze Hashem, the under avach, we will go further to v'tayah lebenu.